The raven is the supersized edition of our common crow and has a literary claim few birds can match, starring in both a novel and a poem. In the spring of 1841, Charles Dickens wrote a friend of the death of his pet raven named Grip. The bird was a talkative trickster and a favorite member of the Dickens family menagerie, but Grip had drunk white paint, which of course contained lead in the day, and became ill. The raven, who apparently was prescribed castor oil by the family physician, according to Dickens, though it is difficult to tell when he is joking, rallied for a day before the end. Dickens reported at one point the bird sufficiently recovered enough to bite the groom who tended the pets. Dickens said the bird barked, staggered, and cried, "Hello, old girl," a frequent and favorite expression. Grip then keeled over and died. Dickens suspected foul play. Possibly his raven had been poisoned, he wrote, mentioning a few likely enemies who found his bird less than charming. Grip was sent to the medical school for an autopsy. Mr. Dickens' letter is very tongue-in-cheek, but there's no doubt he was fond of the rascally raven. He had the taxidermist preserve his pet with arsenic, mounted in a shadow box, which he kept in his study. The Dickens children persuaded their father to include the late lamented Grip in the novel Barnaby Rudge, which he was writing at the time. Frankly, Grip turns out to be the best character in the novel. Colonel Richard A. Gimble of the department store family put in the winning bid for the arsenic-embalmed Grip at the auction held after Dickens' death. And in 1971, the Philadelphia Library was the recipient of the Literary Curiosity, which was recently declared a literary landmark by the National Library Association. Edgar Allan Poe, freshly widowed, struggled as a literary critic. He reviewed Dickens' latest Barnaby Rudge and commented on Dickens' failure to maximize the use of the raven character in his novel. Poe could not shake the visual image of the raven or recover from the grief over the loss of his wife. He created a poem where a distraught poet, startled by the arrival of a raven at the window of his study, questions the bird about the possibility of seeing his lost love again. The bird only speaks a single word, nevermore. Each question is answered the same, but somehow the response always fits the poet's question. The poem became one of the most popular in literature. Poe received the handsome sum of $9 for the publication of The Raven. So, will Grip, who inspired both Dickens and Poe 170 years ago, be forgotten? I think nevermore.